As we just heard on NPR, federal prosecutors will not seek the death penalty against the man accused of last year's Fort Lauderdale airport mass shooting. Instead, Esteban Santiago agreed to plead guilty, serve a life sentence, and give up all appeals rights under a plea deal between his attorneys and federal prosecutors that was announced in court this morning. Santiago's documented history of mental issues and military service during the Iraq War were among the factors that persuaded the Department of Justice against pursuing the death penalty. Santiago is charged in a 22-count indictment in the shooting at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport that killed five people and wounded six others. Teachers in the U.S. have been going on strike, protesting for higher pay and better working conditions. But that's not the case in Florida, where it's illegal under both the Constitution and state law. Joanne McCall heads the Florida Education Association. The FEA spearheaded the nation's first teacher strike in 1968 to protest former Governor Claude Kirk's handling of public schools.
Their school buildings were crumbling. They didn't have the resources for their students. Their classrooms were overcrowded. It really wasn't about so much pay for teachers then. They were really angry about the conditions for their children, and they were really angry at Governor Kirk because he promised that he would be different, and he was anything but different.
From that strike came collective bargaining, where teachers negotiated directly with their school districts instead of the state. In exchange came the anti-strike law. This year marks the 50th anniversary of that 1968 Florida teacher walkout. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.